Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Thank you.
and they would kill their kids. Some of them drink blood. Some of them cut the kids and eat the guts. All this kind of evil stuff. Now, some of the homosexual stuff that's going on, God said man and woman, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I don't care what the court said. God said man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. If you get past that, you don't curse yourself. Now, and I want to speak on this. They was talking about, they were talking about down in Texas and Mississippi about abortion. It's wrong to kill a baby in your womb. It's wrong when it's live. That's if I go out here and shoot 500 people and you done snatch your five babies out of your womb, you're a murderer. Your murder is among us. We got murder with these young girls in college. They done killed four or five babies. They wonder why they can't get a husband. They all messed up. They crossed up. Their wound is messed up. Their wound is dead. I had a young lady in Detroit came to me, and her daughter had four or five personalities. The doctor called it schizophrenic personality, Jerry. So the girl comes to me. She said, Bishop, my baby got evil on it. I looked at the baby. The baby was 3 years old. Sometimes the baby cried, talked like a man. Sometimes it cried, and it just rocked back and forth. And I said, you know, this baby is crossed up. What you mean? If somebody told me this baby got voodoo on it. The baby ain't got no voodoo on it. The baby was cursed in the womb because you done got rid of five babies. She looked at me, buck eye, you got rid of two babies in high school. You got rid of three in college. And you liked this boy, so you going to have his baby. And that baby got the personality of every one of them babies that she got rid of. She got rid of the meat, but she couldn't get rid of the spirit. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So that's what happened, that she got rid of, and that baby had them spirits. Murder is murder. If you got a gun and you shoot 500 people, if you take 500 babies out of your womb, you're a murder woman. You can't dress it up, get your hair fixed, get all the nails. You see your wound is dead because you done defied God. I know y'all ain't liking me tonight, but I want to talk that way. This is where so many kids is messed up. They crossed up, and the parents ain't taking care of them. I want to say that. So when women get all them abortion, you looking good and smelling good, you can't get no man. Your wound is dead. You got a dead wound because you done violated the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for those. What you got to do? You got to repent. Homosexual, the bulldoggers and sisters got to repent. God ain't put no two men together. God ain't put no two women together. God ain't put you to go with them little boys and little girls, and God ain't put you to go with no animals. You got to repent or you going to hell. Yeah, you going, that's right. And ain't nothing going to work for you. Your children is cursed because you done cursed and you done turned your back off of God. So y'all ain't liking me tonight, but this is the real talk. Lord, hallelujah. If you're going to break, let me give you a scripture. In Ezekiel, the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, he was in the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel was a prophet. Ezekiel was a preacher. But God, as Ezekiel, can these bones live? I'm asking you tonight, the snatching and grab and the mass murder, that's witchcraft. Revelation, Romans 1 and 26, God turned them over to a reprobate mind doing that with something. Read Romans 1 and 26. You don't want to read it. God turned them over to reprobate mind. What do you mean? They're crazy. They do crazy things. So they curse already. Well, that's my friend. You need to straighten them out. You know, you got people in the church playing church. You got preachers playing preacher. They ain't taking care of no business. But I'm talking about breaking curses and hexes. Only way, this is the last month of the year. You need to be praying, get your life together for God to bless you in a special way. Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones. God, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel couldn't help. He said, Lord, you know it. He said, breathe up on them. and they become alive. So we got some young folk we got to pray for. We got some women we got to pray for. And we got to go back with prayer. Took prayer out of school. And they kill it in school. They found another boy had a gun in the school. Ain't too far from the one over there in Michigan. Now, let me prophesy this. There's going to be a shooting in Mississippi. One up in Tennessee, Ohio, Illinois. These young men, their mind is messed up. You got to bring them back to God. That's what you got to do. Bring them back in the will of God. And they're dead. They shooting young folks. They just shooting. Because Dr. King said this. You cannot, and I'm going to say it again. You cannot build a family with a gun. Now, this society, it's more guns in America than anywhere in the world. You can buy a gun, brother, you get a hamburger. And this is some of the stuff that's going on. We're praying for the healing, them to get well. And I want to share with you, I'm praying for you, Sister Ann. I'm praying for you, Mother Cook. And, you know, I was sitting here in the studio, and I was shocked. I was going to tell Jerry. His mother came in and said, Bishop, I see you doing what you're doing. I was shocked. See, when I go to the spirit world, bright star, everything that you need is going to fall in place. The angel Gabriel, Bobiel, Micah, Andriel, Hamriel, Muriel, Virgil, all the archangels, and to invoke those angels, I want you to read Psalms 23 and 20, and if you obey those angels, you'll get healed. Some of you got cancer, and you say, well, Bishop, we got to get another booster shot. You can get 100 booster shots and die. If God, let me help you out. If you live close to God, God, it says, fret not thyself for evildoers. What it says, fret not thyself for evildoers. Okay? They'll soon be cut down. And I was reading the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. And God will see you through the storm, people. You know, you can take all of the sciences because all they want to. If you take the shot, you can take the shot. Begin to pray. If I'm going to need a booster, that means I'm going to have to be boosted all through my life. And God made you get a booster. This man stuff. If you pray, change your diet, change your prayer life, God can heal your body. You know, it's people messed up. I had a lady call me from Minnesota. Her mind is messed up. She can't sleep. She didn't get the shot. Her husband got it. But whatever on him fell on her. I told her exactly what to do. And spiritually, this is a spiritual battle, people. This ain't just no physical. This is a spiritual battle. We fight witchcraft and warlock. We fight demons and devils. You got to pray. You got to rebuke them. Devil, get away from me. I'm healed. You're a liar. Ain't no virus going to get me because I'm going to curse it, send it back to the pit. So what God told Ezekiel, can these bones live? They was dead. And Ezekiel cried to God, God, you know it. Then God went back to Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, prophesy to him. Tell him to get up. Breathe on him. And when Ezekiel began to do what God said, what I'm saying tonight to every one of you, you got to pray, and not your mama, not your sister, not your daughter. You got to say, God, keep me. You done kept me this long. You 70, 80 years old. And I got a condition. Everybody got a condition. The dope fiend got a condition. The drunk got a condition. Everybody got conditions. So you got to pray out of them conditions and say, I'm the God. God made me the best man, the best woman, and I'm healed. See, you ain't claiming nothing. You listen to the TV. Well, they say it's a virus coming from Africa. It's always been a virus in Africa. It's a virus right here in America. And it's been here. Hate, racism, murder. That's a virus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I want you to get ready to lock into God. I want you to get ready to say, God be the glory. God be the strength. Get ready. This is the last. Last month in the year, I want you to plant that seed. And I want 22 people to plant a seed. go to my website, thesseedofabraham.com. And when you plant that seed, I want to send you the financial covenant. I don't know, did you get one, Jerry? I got the financial covenant. It tell you about your finance. But then some of you need, and I want to say this in. I want you to read this tonight. Let me say it again. I want you to read it tonight. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. Special miracle was brought by the hand of Paul. Paul dead. Special miracle can be brought by you. And when you put that miracle, you said where you wanted to your daughter, your aunt, you wanted to you. And once you, God brought, and what I like in this scripture, they brought Hanson and April, and the evil disease depart them. The diseases. The evil diseases. This is in the Bible. The evil diseases let them. So this thing, this COVID thing is evil. But you got to understand, because your body supposed to get healed itself. You got no faith. You on something else. I don't care what Dr. Vata said. He said one time, he said, you don't need no mask on. Then he said again, you don't need no shot, no booster. It did not get booster. I guess they're going to have a booster and a rooster later on. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. When you read that, God's going to give you revelation knowledge, man. God's going to tell you some things that you need to do. I'm going to go back to the valley of dry bones before we get out there. Don't forget. Jesus is the reason for the season. Let me help you out. Mama and daddy is the reason for the season. Earlene came in the studio tonight, and I want to tell Pearl, she got to cook them potato pies, because tell Pearl to get busy, Bishop. And I'm telling Pearl called me. I'm going to tell you what she said. Harry Hawkins called me tonight. I got a scripture for you to read. Thank you, Ann, for the orange juice. And I want to tell you all as well. Ann says she had lots of death around her. Ann, I want to tell you, God is able. Michael, Gabriel, Sinclair, and all the archangels. And I want to tell you, as we speak tonight, I want you to get ready for a special blessing from God to do something for you. And I want to build them up. And I want to pray. There's so many young people. Now, you said, bitch, what happened to the young people? I'm going to prophesy this. They're going to walk in a stove to snatch and grab, and they're going to be left there. Okay? Since they can't do nothing there. People ain't not going to let you steal their stuff, and they done worked hard and labor for it. You ain't going to go in my stove and take my stuff and run out. It's going to be some killing going on. We need to react to death penalty, because people is shooting police, shooting. As a woman called me and said she was coming from the bank, and a boy about 13 came to her about a stick up. She got the shooting. He broke and run like a scarlet dog. She said, I don't know that I hit him not, Bishop, but I was trying to hit him. If you don't get control of your kids, they're going to jail or they're going to the graveyard. And I don't care. I don't know what these pastors doing and these imams doing, the rabbis doing, you know, the Catholic Church still in sin because they've been raping for years, and you can holler what you want to. They got to repent. I believe in repenting on everything. But God, tonight, I'm praying for you tonight. Let me give you some scripture. 59 number Psalms 90, Psalm 93, Psalm 78, and Psalms 20. I want you to get ready. And Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, Micah and his angels coming down to scrape some stuff out. See, when you go into the biblical history of angels, you got the fallen angels. And the devil got his demons and his angels. And then when the fallen angels come down and have sex with humans, and that's where the giants come from. And then the giants had sex with the humans, and that's where evil people come from. So they got to die out. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me tonight. I'm going to leave that alone. Get ready for God to bless you. Don't forget, I want you to plant a seed, whatever your need is. for your children, for your friends. The bishop, this is the seed for my daughter. Bishop, this is the seed for me. This is for my long life. I just want to pray that God break that yoke that the devil had on you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Yeah. I looked at your mother. She looked young. I said, look at this him. She's a bishop. I see you. I want you to keep up with Jerry. You tell Jerry to keep up with Dwight. I said, I'll do it. Amen. I'm glad when the spirit world come to me. See, Bright Star, your mother came to me. She was in the garden. And she was just in the garden. She had a dress on. She said, tell you, don't give up. It's going to be all right. And I want to tell Sister Duke, I talked to her daughter today. Her daughter said, Bishop, she told me some things to do. You got to call me, Betty, where I can tell you what me and you need to do. Curse around. You know, you got some witches out here and some warlocks out here will tie you up if you ain't got prayer. They tell you don't go to church. They'll tell you to keep on the dope, on the drug. In 2022, I got a lot of people coming out of prison. And I've been praying and for them to come out because you got a political prisoner. And Janice, I'm praying for you. Dr. Coleman, I'm praying for you. And also, I'm praying for Edward Doliak. He's in jail, a friend of mine. And I'm praying that he's going to be there for 6 months. He's a millionaire. But, you know, sometimes all money ain't good money. The Dr. King movement, along with SCLC, Marcus Garvey movement, Malcolm X movement, and Dr. Martin Luther King movement, and the Seed of Abraham, we are pushing for 2022 and 2023 to get some brothers out of jail, their political prisoners. Number one, we're talking about Jeff Ford, we're talking about Larry Hoover, and there's many others. Now, if you see what's going on now, Larry Hoover got life. Jeff got life. Look what's going on now. These people shooting and killing. These boys had community organizations. They was getting jobs. But the government put them in jail because it was a political thing. We got to get them out the way because they control too many young folks. If they had been out here, all this killing wouldn't go on. If Larry Hoover had been out of jail, this killing wouldn't go on. If Jeff Ford was out of jail, this wouldn't go on in Chicago. Y'all ain't going to pray with me. You know, like the governor went to jail. He went to jail for selling the seat. How can he sell a seat? He ain't got the seat. They put him in jail. He's a political prisoner. The governor was doing a lot. They put his tail in jail. That's what politics do. The governor over in Detroit, they put that boy in jail. Trump got him out, paid Trump big money, and got him out. The governor paid Trump big money, and they got him out. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand how politics go. I know people get their hands up. People got their hands up tonight. I'm going to go right here to 3339, right here. Okay, 3339, your hand. Okay, 3339, your hand. What you want to say? Okay, I see your hand up. 3339, your hand up. I'm going to 058, your hand up. See, when you press that one button, your hand will come up. 050598, your hand up. You want to say anything?
Yes. No.
Now, what you want to ask?
Oh, I'm listening.
Huh?
I'm listening.
Okay. Thank you. I see your hand up. Okay. God bless you. But since your hand up, I'm going to give you a scripture to read. I want to tell you. Everything is in divine law. I want you to read Psalm 72 and 71. That's a blessing for you. Thank you. That's a 0598. 0884. All is well. 5350 is a breakthrough coming for you. Since I'm prophesying, let me give you a prophecy. 5350, Psalm 27. 80 or 0884 Psalms 10. 0598 Psalms 25, 393 Psalm 114, 3030 Psalm 44. Now, these Psalms going to help you, and you read them. I want everybody on listening tonight, I want you to plant a seed to the seed, amen. Well, I think this month I'm going to have my fundraiser for my radio show. So whatever you do, if you're going to send a donation, that this is for the radio show, Bishop, that's going on, okay?
I want to share the blessing of God with you today where everything that's going on will work for you and open up doors for you, and that will work in your behalf. A divine word from God is all as well. As I pray for you tonight as we get ready to go, this is December the 2nd. We're going to the end of this year. We're getting ready to open the door. Don't forget, we are submitted to have blessing and heart of favor. But you got to meet your plan or see. We want to talk about divine healing tonight. We want to talk about how you receive your healing. And you got to understand, God will open that door for you. If God opened that door for you, he will break down doors and barriers. I want to share this with you, that God is the healer for them that diligently seek him. And he fed 5,000, okay, women and children, probably fed more than that. I want chapter 14, verse 14 through 21. St. Mark's chapter 6, verse 30 to 34. And I want you to read St. Luke 9, 10, and 7, and St. John 6, 9, and 14. Jesus came on the mountain, and all of them came. They were healed. They were healed because they were lame. Some of them were limp. And we're going through right now where people are sick. Body, mind. In the spirit of Ezekiel, God has Ezekiel to meet bones live. They were dry bones. And we are living right now where we're people are mental. We got viruses. And it's a virus. So these viruses hurt people. And we have to go beyond that and begin the healing. And I want to, you know, that was a man blind. And Jesus touched him, John 9, 1 and 41. There was a sick man laying at the pool of Siloam. And every time he get ready to get in, when the angel took the water, when he get ready to get in, somebody get in front of him. Somebody's in front of you, blocking you from your healing. Jesus came and said, pick up your bed and walk as a testimony. I want to tell you tonight, take up your bed and walk. Body, mind, soul, I claim your healing, man. I claim your deliverance. It seems like you can't make it, but I want to tell you, God got you, and God opened the door for you. It's important for you to understand, this is your season to be blessed. Don't forget to get my book this month, The Miracle of Jesus by Bishop Turner. The miracle of Jesus. And I want to tell you that God opened my door. Here was when Jesus came on the mountain, the lame, the blind, those miseducated, they came. But they all were healed. Every one of them was healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever's going on with you, God can heal you. And I claim your healing tonight, right now. I can charge that God will bless you. There was, if it's Jesus, if you had been here, our brother loving him had died. Jesus said, where are you at? And they showed him where he was at. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus come forth, it was a blessing. And I want to tell you tonight, it's a blessing for you. We're talking about divine healing, divine deliverance. And I'm going to tell you, as I get ready to tell you, God's going to open up that door for you. 2022 is your season, your year to be blessed. Bright Star, I'm praying for you all as well. And I want to tell you, God has got a lamp in the bush for you. And I want to tell you that God will open up a door for you. Walk in, and when you walk with God, God will open up a door for you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as you walk with God, God will walk with you, and he'll break a yoke for you. St. Matthew, chapter 15, starting verse 32-39, there's a blessing in it for you. And I want you to read Psalms 149. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. I want to share some things with you tonight. Some of you caught up. But I want to say you can make it if you let go and let God. Right now. Right now, I don't say to you right now. I'm asking you to get your seed in. And for you, I want to tell you, Ruben, God bless you. Brother Jerry, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I want to thank today, God bless you. I want you to get ready for your prophecy book for 2022. Some things I'm going to say personal to you and go over some doors for you. And right now, I want you to, you got to spend for the financial cup, the seed of Abraham, divine miracle ministry, financial covenant. Okay. And I want to start off with you that want to do better in 2022. And I want to send the spirit of the Almighty God and the spirit of our Master Musa. I want to send his spirit. The Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I do covenant for your finance. Take your tithe. You have seeded to this ministry and seeded to people. And we ask them, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the universe, to bring you the bounty, the opportunity that you need in your business, the opportunity you need on your job, the opportunity you need, the excellence that you're going to go into. The Spirit of God going to walk with you and put people in your spirit and good people that can help you. You just need one person that can help you or you can help somebody else. I want to tell you to go to the next level tonight. Revelation 22 and 1, Proverbs 4 and 22, Matthew 6 and 33, Genesis 17 and 5. I want you to get ready. St. Matthew 13 and 8. I want you to get ready for a blessing. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I said that 1:23 number 5. The $1 trillion flow. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews chapter 4:14. I want you to get ready for the financial blessing you need for the house, for the car, for your business. God will work the door for you. Quick, fast. There's some people coming out of jail that you thought would never get out in 2022. I want you, if you got a need, I want you to plant a seed. When you plant that seed, and as you plant that seed, God's going to loose up. If you plant the seed here, God's going to loose something in heaven. And God's going to put something in your spirit for you to be blessed, man. Whatever you need, God got it. I'm doing seminars on financial covenant. I'm doing seminars on healing and deliverance, breaking the yoke and curses. And right now, as I pray for you, I'm going to pray for your finance. Father God, the God of Abraham, right now, I'm praying for the finance right now. Right now, the financial covenant, through the spirit of Master, which is the richest man in the world that God put there. And I want you, your business to grow, the house, you, whatever you need. I want your finance, the new job. Renee, I see the new job. Regina, I see the new job. I see God open up the door for you. Get ready for a miracle breakthrough this year going into 2022. I claim it, and it's already done. If you got to need, you plant a seed. See, if you want something, you plant that seed. When you put that seed, I believe in seed in the harvest. Right now, at the school. The school told me 22 people, four people. I want 22 people. Write me, call me, go to my website, bestmeetabrahamwebsite.com, and I want you to see it. I want you to see $71 for 3 months. Glory, hallelujah. For 3 months, $71. As you plant that seed, I'm going to release to you the financial covenant. Now, I just want to get it to you. Once you read the financial covenant, your finance days will, like Brother J.R. used to say, I got many problems, but money in one of them. And I want you, 22, that you might have problems. But money ain't one of them, and God's going to do the rest. I want you to get ready for God to turn some things to look for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I claim your healing, your finance, going to the next level. I can see God doing it for you. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of God, of the fellow, bless those that have sued it. Bless those that have tied it. Bless those that will go to the seed of Amazon.com. And go to the PayPal and play. And those that will write me, Bishop Turner, Post Office Box 28-9897, Chicago, Illinois, Massachusetts, for your seed, for your, that means the seed, if you plant that seed, the harvest coming quick, fast, and in every hour on a decree. Ask me to Bishop send me the financial covenant. And this financial covenant is a door for me. I want you to get ready. I want to tell you, those that are getting ready for COVID-22, I want to prophesy. Through Dr. Martin Luther King Movement, SCLC, the Seed of Abraham, Marcus Garvey Movement, Malcolm X Movement, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement, there'll be some people coming out of jail, and there'll be some breakthroughs that go on in the federal government. In the we prophesy that there's some healing going on. We prophesy that what be happening going to work quick, fast, and in the earth for you that's holding back. And I want to tell you, in the name of, we're going to pour out a blessing to you. I share you. December is the month of healing and deliverance. And we're going to the Black Madonna. Amen. If you ask me, the bishop send me the Black Madonna, I'm going to say it to you, well, Mother Mary, which is black, and Jesus is black, I want you to have the Black Madonna in your house. I want you to have it. Thank you. I'll send it to you, but you got to ask for it. I'll back it to you, or I'll email it to you. I want you to be able to have it quick, fast, in an area. Get ready for God to touch you. Get ready for God to bless you. I want to share this with you tonight. I want to share this with you tonight. I want you to get ready because God wants that both for you. I'm feeling that God can open up a financial breakthrough for you. And you've been looking now. I told you the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant. Some of you need the Ark of the Covenant for a breakthrough. I'm praying for you, for Janice. Robert, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Freddie, I'm praying for you. Mother Duke, I'm praying for you. Somebody said, we're working. I'm telling you, God's going to turn some things around in your life. And you might say, well, how are you going to do it? God always got a ram in the bush, and God's going to turn things around for you if you just let it. You got to let go and let God. And God's going to turn some things around quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, I need God to do it, and God's going to do it right now. Father God, we ask you to heal every letter, every telephone call. And I'm praying for you. Rose, I'm praying for you. I don't know why God is getting this to tell you, Raymond, it's going to be all right. And to tell me you that God will open that door for you. And I want to tell you, you've been waiting on something. And I pray for that healing. I think it's cancer, cataract, tumor, all evil out of the mind of our young folks. I'm asking God to step in and to take charge of so much is going on, so much of witchcraft, the demonic spirit is going on across this nation. And we've got to break the curses and the hexes. I want to do that right now. Talk about the curses and the hexes that's going on right now as I speak. Young folks are caught up in the demonic spirit, Ouija board, and snipping glue and all that. I ask for a divine healing in the name, in the Father, in the name of Jesus, and all the saints of God, all over the world. I ask for healing. Peter 2 and 24. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Isaiah 5 and 11. I'm asking God to touch right now. In the name, in Psalms 91, Psalms 10, and Psalms 112, verse 7. Proverbs 4 and 22. Hebrews 4, 12 and through 14. Genesis 12. Genesis 13, Genesis 17. God said that I will bless the seed. You are the seed tonight. You are the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored. When you read Genesis 17 and you read Genesis 13, I'm gonna bless you, bless you, I'm gonna curse you, curse you. I want you to get ready tonight for blessing. If you gotta need you, plant the seed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all the saints of God, we move evil, witchcraft, and all kind of evil and magic spell that the 10 generations, we ask them to be moved by the power of God. My prophecy is that God can do a healing for you. God will open up a door for you. There's some things I need to talk to you about. You need to call me, and I need to tell you. Fanny, give me a call. I want to tell you something. And I want you to give me a call so I can open up the door for you. Joe, I don't know if you're listening or not. I got a scripture for you. All things are possible for those who believe. Joe, this is for you. St. Luke 18 and 27. I want you to get that. God said, I will give you. God will give you what you want. Whatever you need, God got it. And what you think is impossible, all things are possible for those, all things are possible for those that believe. I need some believers tonight. I want to say, God said, I will give you the desires of your heart. God said that. God said all things are possible for those that believe. God said, I will give you rest. Somebody said, Bishop, I need rest. I don't know what's going on in my mind. I want to be able to put down rest. R-E-S. St. Matthew 11, 28 and verse 30. The rest that you need. The physical and spiritual rest that you need. And God's going to give it to you quick, fast. And somebody said, in a hurry, he's going to do that. God said, and see, when I said, God will give you a desire of your heart. Whatever you need, he'll give it to you. You have not because you ask not. And when you ask God for covenant, Psalms 91 and 15, God's going to be ready to bless you. I want to tell you, it ain't your fight. The fight is God's fight. God said, I will deliver and stop all evil that come around you. God said that you can do all things. You can do all things. God said you can do all things. Philippians 4:13. All things. So get ready for the breakthrough. Get ready for God to give you some. And if God says, I believe it, 2 Corinthians 9 and 18, God's going to give you a new lease on life. He said, it is not what you want, it's what God said he's going to give you. God said, I will bring things to pass for you. Okay? So God said, that what a friend I have in God. God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear. Timothy 1:7. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. And I want to talk about that tonight, that the people scared of the virus. And I want to give you the scripture. All of them think you're going to die because the man said you're going to die. But God has not given you the spirit of fear. And I want to really bring that home, because the lady told me she scared she's going to die. God called you to live or die, not man. So God has not given you the spirit of fear. That ain't of God. That's man telling you. Man don't know. Man say anything, but it's just him saying that. But God has not given you the spirit of fear. He gave you the spirit of joy, faith, and good things. So you get ready for God to bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So this is the seed, amen, the glass seed. And then for 20 people, let me give a little prophecy here. This is going to happen. Prophecy for 2022. There will be a great gathering to talk about this virus. Earthquake, California, earthquake in Dallas, in Texas, in Dallas. In Texas, have an earthquake in Ohio and some part of the Midwest, in Missouri. There will also be an earthquake in Russia. And if the new virus coming out, and it's already out now, I've stacked the properties over that. That a new tomb will be found in Egypt to deal with some of the stuff that's going on. Sighting by UFO. The Mississippi and some part of the Delta, some part, is going to overflow. It's going to change some things around. That's some of the prophecies. Make sure that this, I want the prophecy book for 2022. And I'm going to put them. And you all, it's tailor-made for you. So there's some things going to be there just for you. So you got to order the book to get what's for you. If you don't order it, you can't get it. So it's just for you. Genesis 12, when you read Genesis 12, I'm going to bless you, bless you, I'm going to curse you, because God is getting ready to bless you. And then that curse you is going to get ready to be gone. So get ready. Genesis 13, God says he's going to make you rich. In 17, he's going to bless you, bless you. I want to let you know, name change. I'm changing your name from Abel to Abraham. God's going to change your name from prophet to success. God's going to change your name to you being healed and delivered. So you get ready to claim your healing tonight and claim your breakthrough and stop letting people tell you that you can't make it. Because I want to let you know that you can make it.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones,
yes.
And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not there. Israel to understand that how God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, when he told them about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and above that was another wheel, that was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel, and God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were in God. Pardon me, please. So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel, a valley of depravity, a valley of disfranchisement, a valley of hopelessness, a valley of dry bones, a valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient times, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slave hooks. A valley of slavery and oppression. A valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, one of these days, I'm going to eat at the feasting table. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's
ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher.
Yes.